Many of the Rishonim and Acharonim deal with the following question. Our pasuk tells us that when we will enter into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to ask for a king. And what's the lashon we're going to use? Ve'amarta asim alai melech kechol hagoyim. You're going to ask to establish a monarchy like the other nations, asher svivosai. And the answer will be, at that time, som tasim alech melech, asher yivchar Hashem elokecha bo. You should certainly do so. So we have a mitzvah to establish a monarchy. As soon as we enter into Eretz Yisrael, we defeat our enemies around us, and before the building of the Beis HaMikdash, as the Rambam codifies. And when we get to Sefer Shmuel, get to Perches, this is essentially what happens. They get to a point where they say to Shmuel, look, it's time. Som tasim alecha melech. It's time to kechol agoyim. It's time, or tenu lanu melech kechol agoyim. Give us a king, like all the other nations. But the problem is Shmuel's reaction. It says, Vayera hadavar be'enei Shmuel. Shmuel was angry. What was Shmuel angry about? They didn't do anything wrong. So the Malbim says one of the possibilities is that Shmuel was upset because they had a no-confidence vote in him. They felt that Shmuel was no longer worthy of being their leader, and therefore Shmuel was upset because he understood it was time to appoint a king, but he was upset personally because they were selecting someone else other than him. They lost confidence in their fearless leader. That's one way to look at it. However, the Chasam Sofer offers a different explanation, and the truth is it fits in with the Malbim's other answer. The Chasam Sofer says, you know what the problem is? The reason why it was Vayera Hadavar Be'eni Shmuel is not because it was a no-confidence vote, but rather it's because of the Lashon that was used. The Lashon was Tenu Lanu Melech Kechol Hagoyim L'Shaftenu, that give us a king, like the other nations, L'Shaftenu, to administer justice, to judge us. That word is not found in this week's Parsha. In Parsha Shoftim, it just says, you will ask for a melech kechol hagoyim asher svivosai, so do it, som tasim alecha melech. Why? What does Shoftenu? What does Shoftenu mean? Is that a negative? Says the Chasam Sofer, yes, Shoftenu is a negative. When you ask for a king to judge you, you're asking, L'shoftenu means k'nimuse hagoyim. You're asking for a judge like the other to judge you based upon non-Jewish values, not of pi haTorah. That is apikorsus. That's not what we're looking for. When they asked L'shoftenu k'chol hagoyim, that was a disgusting thing. Vayera hadavar b'nei Shmuel. How can you ask for such a thing when you want someone to rule over you? When you want a melech, you need a melech who gets inspiration from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Kisei HaKavod, Ubitzel Kenafech HaTasti Reinu. The Medrash, or he said, the Chasam Sofer writes that it's Yadua that the 70 nations, each of them have an angel, a Saro Shel Mala, who provides inspiration to their kings to provide them some form of divine advice or recommendations or inspiration. But a Klal Yisrael gets their inspiration. Their Sar is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They sit together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is the melech that Klal Yisrael is looking for? They're looking for a melech from Shevet Yehuda. Lo Yasser Shevet Me Yehuda. Malchus Beit David comes from Yehuda. And therefore, when you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu together on the Kisei HaKavod with Malchus Yehuda, it's Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. They're together. What does Achim, says the Chasam Sofer? Alpi Sod. Achim stands for Aaron, Chur, Yehoshua, and Moshe. Those are the brothers. They represent the spiritual leadership of Klal Yisrael. So much so, says the Chasam Sofer, that Alpi Sod, they are alluded to in the word Mishkan. Mishkan is also an acronym. Mishkan means Melech, Sar, Kohen, and Navi. Chur is the Bechinas Malchus, because Chur comes from Shevet Yehuda. His father was Kalev, according to the Gemara in Sota, and his mother was Miriam. Aaron is the Kohen, Yehoshua is the Sar, and Moshe is the Navi. When you're looking for a Melech, you have to use the inspiration of the Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, of the Mishkan, that will be in our lives, not just as a home for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to live, but a Mishkan to connect us with those values. And if we're asking Tenu Lanu Melech Kechol Hagoyim L'Shaftenu, then our values are not aligned with the Mishkan. Our values are not aligned with Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. And that, says the Chasam Sofer, is the why Vayera Hadavar Be'enei Shmuel. Shmuel wasn't upset because they had no confidence in him. Shmuel knew there would come a time where they needed a king. The problem was the manner in which they asked. They were not looking for a king with Mishkan, with Achim, with Tzel Kenefecha Tastirenu. They were looking outside and seeing how the values of the other nations and the other kings, and said, that's what we want. If you are looking Tenu Lamelech L'Shoftenu, then you have problems. It's Tenu Lamelech, give us a king, because a king is going to embody HaKadosh Baruch Hu, embody the values of Achim and Mishkan. That is where all of us have to look to at all times for spiritual leadership, not simply for, and spiritual and moral leadership, not just to administer justice and potentially allow egos and competing morals and values to get into the way. Have a wonderful day.